The Gemara daf in Gilman Aleph brings down the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Nikav Hamara is a treifa, and the Gemara says that those who are chelik on him, what is their makar? And the Gemara brings a makar from the pasuk about Eov. It says Yishbach Laaretz Meirasi, Adayin Eov Kaim. That we find that Eov said a lashon that his mara was taken away from him, was nishbach, was Nikav, and we see that he still lived. He lived afterwards. So obviously, it's not a treifa. That's the kasha in Rabbi Yehuda. You see, lechayim Nikav Hamara is not a treifa. Now the Acharim are bothered with the kasha that Tosis says earlier in the Afman Beis. They bring some Rabbi Natan says he can't bring a raya from treifas of behemoth to treifas of Adam. Just because something is a treifa by a behemoth doesn't mean it's necessarily a treifa by Adam, because Adam is a mazel. Adam has a mazel, and therefore the treifas won't necessarily affect him like a behemoth. Same Cain, what's the raya from here to Eev? The fact that it wasn't a treifa by Eev is a raya that it's not a treifa by behemoth. According to Rabbi Natan, he can't bring a raya. Adam is shani disle mazel, and how do you bring a raya from Eev to the tarvis of a behemoth? And Emma says that Tosis himself asks his kasha in Zvachim on Kufta Zayin, after brings down the shita of Rabbeinu Tam that says Rabbeinu Tam ha'yaragel l'chalik ben trefes adam trefes the behemah mishum d'adam esim mazal. He says v'kasha d'beishe l'trefes ma'isi raya mi'iyav trefes the behemah. The Gemara brings the raya from Iyav to trefes the behemah. You see that there is no chilik between them, and that's the kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. But I was thinking that maybe there's a makom to say that there wouldn't be a raya from Iyav to regular people. That's true. The regular person is different because Islay Mazel, but Iyav, in a sense, was a mufka from that Mazel. His whole metzias was that he was niskalo, that he should have these dvarim happen to him. And therefore, the regular Yon of Mazel did not apply to Iyav. And therefore, Ligabi this din, Iyav would be equal to a behema because his Mazel was nital from him, you know, except for Rakas, Napsha, Tishma, like the Gemara ends up saying. But at this point, the Gemara said that his mazel was nital fam, and therefore he could be medamim to a behemah. And I found that Rabbi Yonasan Mamash says this in the Placey in Sim Lamed Aleph. He says, "B'lav haki in kusher ben otam al iyav eich neima this le mazel meseya hamazala shel iyav hayol roi like min shemayim nilchem al kuchavim silaisim dechsev yavid yoyim yivalid by bechulei v'akol bruch hakadosh namar ve'ein by mehagozim of endimim kederach mekainim." So he says that Iyav was different. He says he cursed the day that he was born, which means that his mazel was in skalo and he's not, that's not a guzma, this was kipshuta, it's Baruch HaKadosh, and therefore Yitaka could bring a raya from Eev to Behemoth because he did not have a mazel gabi this. So, but I think that the emes is that this teretz that he's saying might be talking on Machalik Yisushanim, because Machalik Yisushanim, what does it mean, Adam is like mazel? The Gemara that Tosis is quoting, that Adam has mazel, so some Yisushanim learn that it means he has a malach that protects him, like Rashi says in Shabbos. But Rashi and Baba Kama, but another Shanim learned that Adam is the Mazel just means that Adam has Das. He's a Bar Das and he's able to protect himself as opposed to a behemoth that does not have Das. So Lafi, the first shot with the place he says, makes sense that Eo's Mazel that would have protected him was Niskal and therefore was not going to protect him. But Lafi, the second shot, Lafi, the Shan Rashi and Baba Kama, that just means that Adam is a Bar Das. So Eo also had Das. His Das wasn't Nito from him, L'chayra, and therefore it shouldn't be different than any other Bar Mazel. So Lafi, that L'chai, the stairs is not going to work. So it could be that that could be the machlekes that the makshan who asked on Benu Tam, he understood that mazel means by das, and therefore there is no makom to be mechalik. But Benu Tam himself maybe held the other shot that it's tali on the malach that protects him, and therefore Yehov was mufka from that because he was mechal his mazel, as the place he says.